Vox Populi, State of Georgia Incorporated Legislator, be advised. 2023 Number 1. January 3, 2023. Note by O Believers. State of Georgia Incorporated is a fictitious entity, a corporation owned by New York Stock Exchange and the Vatican Bank. As you know, we are not talking about Georgia State, rather, we are addressing a company, a corporation called State of Georgia Incorporated, impersonating Georgia State as de facto corporate government. So, if you are new to all this, browse this site and visit the American States Assemblies to know more about the great fraud. The following advisory newsletter was copied from Cliff High's newsletter Legislator Be Advised series and adjusted to address the State of Georgia Incorporated Legislator. Vox Populi, Legislator, be advised. Don't freak out. Panic won't help now. Legislators, and even their assistants, to some degree, are abysmally ignorant of the zeitgeist. This is due to the nature of the forced isolation that politicians endure, as isolation from the public is presumed necessary by the power structure in order to ensure the safety of the politician. The rationale is that once a human chooses to become a politician, they are at risk of harm from the body politic, presumably due to the tough decisions that they must make as a politician. We both know this is bogus. The premise only exists as the political system here in America, as well as most of the Western liberal republics, has been infiltrated and subsumed by the WEF. This is the World Economic Forum, for those of you truly ignorant of your role as a stooge for the globalist masters. The cognoscenti refer to them as the Mother WEFers. Jane's Lee is a Mother WEFer, and, reputedly, is rather proud of it. We are no longer playing the WEF ignorant voter game. The people are waking up to the WEF media control and perpetual lies in support of perpetual slavery by the Western central banks, WEF owned and controlled, in support of the perpetual wars. The populace now wakes to the knowledge of the fake pandemic, the bioweapon called COVID-19 vaccines, also known now as the hashtag death short. It is known now that Fauci lied, and that COVID was created for certain, and released quite deliberately by the WEF. Some of the goals of that bioweapon release was the stealing of the USA 2020 elections via mail-in voting and drop boxes, among other mechanisms, all of which were created in the C-19 bioweapon release. We know that foreign governments, as well as WEF-controlled intelligence services both here in the USA and in other countries, were participants. We, the people, know so much more. And we grow that knowledge by the day. We, the awake populace, also is growing daily. Every day new people are awakened to the reality of the planetary takeover by the WEF, and their partially successful attempt at global depopulation. As a normie wakes, several things happen. As with all newly awakened people, they cannot stop talking about what they are now seeing in their reality that had been so carefully hidden, and they speak with passion. That passion ignites other humans, other normies, to also awaken, and the process spreads like a developing neural net in learning mode. We, the awake populace, also know that the Mother WEFers will be defeated in 2023. Yes, it will take decades to clean up the mess created by these globalist elites composed of self-selected, self-reinforcing evil pedophiles. Don't you freak out. Panic won't do you any good now. Yes, there will be the inevitable overswing of the pendulum as the populace, then totally awake and enraged, overwhelms the D's, the deep state. Yes, this will be against the background of the total collapse of the USA and international banking system, thrusting the whole of the planet into a greater depression than in the 1930s, but as long as you personally have not committed any crimes, it is likely that you will not be prosecuted. Persecution? That's another matter. That's why the selected federal level reps, senators and House members, voted themselves each to have $2.5 million in armed private security starting now, in January, 2023. They know what is coming. They have been told by the intelligence services, that soon, there will be a day, where they dare not show their faces in public for fear of the reaction it will induce. So they need to understand, soon, state, local, or federal, no politician will be able to walk the streets safely. This likely will affect their staff. As soon as it becomes known to the general public that a person is a staffer for a Mother W.E. for stooge politician, well, there you go. Yes, there will be the inevitable mistakes as some in officialdom try to lay off their crimes on their assistants, but, even in the chaos of those rapidly approaching days, there still should be some ability for you to establish your innocence. Perhaps. It may be wise for people in lower power positions to collect such proof of innocence as they go along, just as a precaution. The overswing of the anger, the actual rage, of the awakened populace is not able to be judged from this point in time. The takeaway message is still don't panic. It's too late, and you have much more important things to do with your time, such as to really think about what is happening in the world, the global war against the WEF by humanity, and just where your destiny will place you, in this hugely energetic year of 2023. Welcome to your new officialdom position. Note that the advice is to understand and act on the knowledge that your position is not your job. Your job in 2023 is to not make mistakes and get ground up in the change of course now becoming visible in humanity. You can breathe a bit easier. It has been revealed recently by the Twitter files that, as the conspiracists thought, it is the D's, the deep state, that is the actual assassin of politicians. We know now that it was the CIA, in league with a cabal of politicians, who killed JFK. All the other so-called lone gunman attacks on politicians are now called into question as well. If the conspiracy experts are correct, this actually lowers the general risk to you as the D's will crumble significantly as the central banks fail and their ability to bribe and extort vanishes. Then your only real concern will be to be navigating your responsibility to we, the people.